of Philly streets. He brings the groove and divine deets. Tales of dreams and rainbow skies. The joy he spreads is no disguise. Sheen Anthony takes the mic each rising. Gonna light up your soul now, you're shining. Sound healing and stories flow on the Sheen Anthony Show.
Peace, peace. You are now tuned into On Air Philadelphia, Grand Rising. Welcome to the Sheen Anthony Show. I'm your host, Sheen Anthony, of course. And today, I feel called to talk about achieving ambitions and aspirations. But before we jump right in, let's just recenter ourselves for whatever's going on in our day and our rising. May we be able to ground, to be able to receive our ambitions that are aligned with the grander aspect of our aspiration. So in this moment, please take a deep inhale. Transmute all disharmonious energy into peace, healing, harmony, and happiness. May you know that you are loved, divinely supported, and may you affirm that every step you take in your ambition aligns with the greater scale of your aspiration. You know, we often find ourselves navigating these two powerful forces, and ambition is known to be that drive. It's the engine that's pushing us towards our external achievements. And then there's the aspiration, which can be a quieter, more internal compass. But ultimately, this is the values that we embody when it comes to our soul yearning for purpose and meaning. And that's exactly why I had to introduce Terrence Harris to the show once again, because I know we got these gems. I really had this on my mind that just left me wondering upon this topic. What kept you going when you left the physical studio of Newport's and News?
I didn't know what ambition was until I found myself in it, because that's what was fueling me to get out of poverty. Like when I was in VA, so it was like I'd never reflected on it. It was just a consistent pursuit. You know what I mean? Obviously you're gonna elaborate and go into the definition for us in a moment. And then I transitioned over to aspiration when I became aware of what the effects, the side effects of ambition were. Like once I started feeling them and seeing them in my life, I'm a very self-aware and reflective and observant and good communicative person. So it's like once I pick up on what's going on, because I'm striving for greatness and to be God-like, I'm always due to self inventory and alchemization. So like, you know what I mean? You could take over with the difference, because I think you were still elaborating on both of them, John.
Yeah, I gotta go back.
Start to the top. Yeah,
this joint really tough. So, even though like aspiration and ambition are closely related, they do have very distinct nuances. So for ambition, the focus is often directed towards achieving specific, tangible goals. These goals might involve career advancement, financial success, or acquiring power and status. It's often outcome-oriented. So the drive of ambition is characterized by the ability to want to succeed, often involving a competitive element.
Yeah.
It could be fueled by a desire for recognition or external validation.
Right.
Its nature can sometimes be perceived as more self-centered, focusing on personal achievement. It could be associated with a sense of urgency and desire for rapid progress.
Absolutely.
And then for aspiration, its focus is more about the kind of person you want to become or the values you want to embody. It's often related to personal growth, self-improvement, and contributing to something meaningful. It is more of a long-term vision of who you want to be. The drive, we were just talking about that. The drive is driven by an internal desire for fulfillment and a sense of purpose. It's often connected to one's values and beliefs. Aspiration's nature tends to be more altruistic, involving a desire to make a positive impact on the world. It's often associated with a sense of hope and a long-term vision. In essence, ambition is about what you want to achieve. Aspiration is about who you want to be.
That's what got me in the game. What got me out, I had to realize, like, that was what really got me out the trenches, was that I believed I could be something bigger than the trenches. It wasn't, you know what I mean? I was ambitious through it all, but, like, the decision to leave Virginia with $78 and no sense of direction outside of just my willingness to protect and aid my friend, it was like, it was the aspiration and the hope that there was something greater in the world for me to do. You know what I'm talking about? So after 5 years of running that business, or building it really, I realized that I had, you know, channeled that same force of ambition and that determination that it mentioned to build it. You know what I mean? Goals, setting them, getting to certain things. But then once I started realizing the toll or the cost it had on people around me and even on myself and my attitude, you know, I had drew the line, and I was just like, you know, the reason why I started, just I realigned that purpose again. I was like, oh, wait, the reason I did this is because I wanted to give my people opportunities. I wanted to make a safer life for myself. I wanted to be integral and et cetera. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, I just picked back up with that. So now I'm back into that chapter of my life again, where I've been, you know, being more disciplined and more willing to accept the cost of being aspirational. You know what I mean? Because they both come with a cost. You know what I mean? Ambition gonna come with cost, aspiration. But I record more data and more understanding on who I want to be more than what I want to do. And it's still a little, you know, tug and pull. Like, I'm instinctually just go to what I want to get done, because that's just, like what it said, the nature of it can seem like you doing it for yourself.
Yeah.
But for me, oftentimes, what I would like to do for myself comes from this urge of what I'm recognizing going on around
me. Yes. Yeah. Woo! Yo, and then right here, this joint just focused on the fact that a person can have both ambition and aspiration, striving for success while remaining true to their values and contributing to the greater good. So that's literally what you just said. Like, I do feel like we are literally doing what we do. It's like a me is we type joint. Like, we is me is we. Like, the reflection of, I'm cultivating the life that I want to see for myself. And in doing that and being ambitious enough to do that for myself, I know that this is going to give me the reality of what I aspire to be for the greater good. That I know that ultimately I'm going to be able to give the resources for the greater good and be a resource, or, you know, be of assistance in any way because of the ambition that I implement within my inner self. for oneself and to even be able to build any aspiration to do anything bigger than myself. You know, like, that's just...
I think that's where the inspiration comes from for other people.
Ooh.
You know, like, they'll see that you aspire to do something greater, and then it can inspire something inside of them
mm-hmm.
to be, you know, work in that manner as well.
Yeah. No, for sure. And I definitely feel like that's why we're able to contribute so much, like, love and compassion in the way that we communicate and the way that we build, with just being able to, like, have these resources open to each other in any way. Because I just feel like to have aspiration and ambition side by side, and like know when we need the space to be able to be supported in either or, I think is really important.
As I just thought about it, kind of, I'm a visual person, so I'm like thinking of it as a sword and a shield, and instinctually it's like you want to wield the ambition as your sword, but that shit is really as your shield. You know what I mean? That's what keeps you, your fire burning. But like, what you really got to go out here in the world with, in a world that's, you know, formed against, you know, seeing it in the nature and the likeness of what you hold true for it. Not you holding the truth, but it to be true and you recognizing it inside of you, is I want to reclaim that, right? It's like the world has a state of itself that it's consistent in being, and at this time we've deviated from that. So like, that's what I mean as far as true. Like the nature of what it is intended to be, and allowing, and you know, at this point we're gonna have to guide it back on course, because we did a great deal of disarming the planet from its ability to conduct its willful nature.
Amen. Now we tend to Earth. Wow. Yeah, I really honor this state of aspiration that we in, to be able to embrace, like, the home energy. Like, the last episode, we were literally just talking about, like, home is a state of being, and reflecting on how we can cultivate that. And I do think that is a level of, as we were saying, like, ambition, right? And to be ambitious is definitely to do some inner work, for sure. It's like, how can you recognize home being a state of being if you're not ambitious enough to, like, literally provide yourself with a clarity, or like awareness, or be challenged, you know, to be open to your own perspective or shifting your own narrative, like how you was talking about earlier, like getting out of the energy of survival and get into the space of having new beliefs. You know, it actually takes ambition to build the resilience towards your new belief, because it might be uncertain. You know, you don't know.
And it's a cycle. That's what I was alliterating on, is like, it's a cycle. It's like, you're going to go constantly through beliefs and surviving beliefs, and then breaking the survival and then going into new beliefs. And that's what I was thinking of in the effort of being willing to do the things that I do, despite what the, I guess, how things are normally done. So, for example, I was writing something today, and then I was, you know, typing it in. I wrote it down, like the details of what I needed, and then I transcribed it and I entered it in AI. I do this thing where, like, I'll take a picture of my writings and then it'll, like, elaborate in the manner that I would like it to when I prompt it that way. And it clicked to me, and I'm like, people don't like the pace that I work at, because I can come up with 365 projects a year, right? And not be the person that deploys everything that got to do with that idea. So it's like, I wanted to say that, because we saying stuff right now, it could be perceived as just talking. But I think, like, ambition is a, it consistently provides you the knowing that you're going to have to do something about what you aspire, like, you to get to that, you're going to have to do stuff. You're going to have to get in motion. And
for sure,
like, that's what I mean by when oftentimes I would think about wanting to say the right thing, it could come off as inflated. because it's like, oh, here goes TJ with another idea. He just got another idea. He just has another idea. But then I started to realize it's like, the reason why people don't like how fast the ideas are is because we don't have access to the resources to just make the ideas come together. It's not because it's not possible. It's not because they're not good ideas. It's like,
they don't see the solution.
You know what I mean? So readily available, so it'd be making people upset. It's like, man, here he go with all these ideas. Like,
you don't think I wouldn't have done that if I had the money?
You get what I'm saying?
If so I had this, like, I would have did it.
It'd be aggravating. You know what I mean? It'd be aggravating people. So I was realizing that today. It's like, I could do this 12 times more this month. I can come up with 5 YouTube channels, 5 event themes, 5 clothing brands, 5, you know, topics to talk about. Like, I can just keep bringing these ideas out of me all the time because I live in a state of being aspirational of like the day to day. I'm like, this is what the world could do. This is what the world needs. This is what I need. This is like, I'm in that mode. You know what I mean? So I just really want to affirm. That's why the people be like upset about the fact that the things that we want to do aren't so easily available, but that's the ambition of life, like getting it done. So it's like, you know, it used to take people a long time to get from California to China. Now you can take a flight because somebody's ingenuity, their willingness to see it through is what made it possible, even though it seemed like it was impossible when people were saying it, like, yo, what if we could just go through the sky, bro? Like, we can't just like be walking there every time. We can't take a boat every time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody got over it. It was over it.
Yeah.
Now we have 700 flights going there a day. You know what I'm saying? It's easy. So it's like, as easy as my ideas come to me, one day I see it true that they'll be able to come through. As easily as they come to me, the same way I took a picture of it and the AI said, oh, you know, I see where you're going with this. I got you. I see where this is. Now it's like creating a world where it can go from the AI and then be truly given into the resources that make it come true.
Make it
like,
tangible.
Make it tangible. Yeah. That's the word I've been, that's not true, it's tangible. That is the word I've been looking for.
Yes.
Like, and remember, stuff don't be tangible, so it be frustrating people.
And remember earlier you were talking about the SMART goals, and them Jones was basically saying, like, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, or relevant, and time-bound, you know? So it's like, yeah, that tangibility is important because it's like, you know, yes, you want to dream big. Yes, you want to see the big aspiration. But it's like you also got to have the tangible goals. It's like you got to actually have the faith and the persistence to know that you're getting closer and closer to the bigger picture without feeling like, oh, you're a failure because you ain't immediately get there.
I would talk to a lot of people because we are artists. So we are with artists and it's, you know, those are our colleagues. And like oftentimes I'll talk to them in their most vulnerable state of saying, like, you know, in so many words, man, I thought I would be quote unquote on by now. You know, I wanted to be on, like, I wanted to have this, you know, idea of what my career was going to be. Right. That's the ambition speaking. That's like, I had goals set by this age. I was supposed to have gotten this done. I was supposed to go to this place, which is totally understandable. Aspirationally, I think you outweighed your ambitions with the fact that you wasn't willing to show up to that place. You wasn't willing to sign that contract. You wasn't willing to work under them conditions. That outweighed it. And a lot of times people in this generation overlook the fact that, you know, that in 1990, the golden era of rap that everybody holds on to, what, 90% of people just gonna sign that contract. And then, you know, an era later, it's like now only maybe half the people are signing that contract. So yeah, people still sign it, but there's a great amount of us who didn't. And like that's why we exist in this space now that's very aspirational in what it looks like to be an artist that's going to claim that accomplishment without going the route that's traditionally taken. And that looks like a long route right now, right? But eventually we'll look back and say, people used to sign contracts like that? People used to do that? That's wild.
It's y'all closer than we think.
And that in my life, it feels very often that way. Like, it's not, that's how I've always lived my life, is because it's the kind of person you want to be. What kind of person do you want to be? Do you want to be the person who didn't sign it and got there? That's who you've always wanted to be.
Right.
So no matter what you told yourself you were going to do, there'd just be that overriding system in your subconscious. And we all have it. Sometimes it be to our detriment. But, you know, it's who we have to be honest with ourselves that we are. And I always knew I was the kind of person who didn't want to sign it and that I wanted to figure out what it took to get where I wanted to go. I enjoyed both parts.
Yes.
I had my ambitions of getting there, and I enjoy getting there without going there the way everybody's going there. Yeah. I enjoy it every single day. Like, oh, man, this is hard. And then I'd be like, and this why people ain't doing it.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah. That's why I'm doing this, because y'all ain't going to do it.
Yep. Okay. You're like, yo, oh my God, the ambition is to continue to do it. And also, what came to me when you said that is that people have their ambition in the wrong place sometimes. Like, essentially, sometimes our ambition is placed in a critical space. So now you are critiquing yourself so much that your ambitions are crippling you. Or you feel as though that since you're not getting to the goal that you wanted to be at using, you're just
your ambition. I cut my granny off and she ain't see it how I see it.
Oh my God.
That's ambition. That's what it do.
Yeah, yo. It's like you really will be so determined, you know. But like, I feel like we do have to make sure that we're maintaining our level of ambition in the state of knowing that we are taking steps and we are doing the best that we can. And we're reaffirming our moral values and our integrity. So that we know that we're taking the action necessary, even if we're gonna be uncomfortable or even if things are uncertain, that we're gonna take the steps necessary to be able to embrace this new reality. And then also, I had to look up definition of ingenuity. That's what you said?
Yeah.
So apparently, okay, it says here, ingenuity refers to the quality of being clever, inventive, and resourceful.
Right.
It's the ability to come up with creative solutions to problems or to devise new and clever ideas. So the core meaning emphasizes the skill and cleverness in inventing and devising. It highlights the ability to find innovative solutions and the capacity to create and design new things. So essentially, like, it's the quality of being mentally bright and having quick intelligence. So ingenuity is about thinking outside of the box and finding creative ways to achieve desired outcomes.
Sure.
That's definitely what we be doing. Right. On a day-to-day basis, just thinking outside of the box. How can I? Like you just said, like, that's why nobody doing this. It's like, it's something unique about what you cultivate and the intentions and integrity and the values that you've instilled already within yourself. To how you want to see that show up in others and in the community. Like, it's crazy that it would say, like, creative, innovative solutions with the creative community that you've just been cultivating. It's like, that's a side-by-side just alignment, because I just really feel like that's all it is. Like, we've been approaching problems with innovation. We've been approaching them, of course, with solutions, but the innovative ways to get through the problems is definitely something to really highlight, because you have to create them joints. You got to make your own joint. Like, when you just said to cut the grandma off, it's like you love grandma, and grandma might have been telling you a way of how to get through the problem, and that's how they believe to get through the problem. But you got your own way of seeing how you going to prevail, and it's not to say that that's not there, you know, that that's not going to do it, but it's like you literally have your own, like, path, you know. So it's like you might have to grind out your own path to the best of your ability creatively in your own, and even if they don't see it how you see it, you know what you know about yourself and affirming your energy and your truth. So it's like, all right, I'm going to stay on my creative path. They don't understand that aspect yet, so I'ma let them grow, let them go and grow at the moment of where they at. And when they recognize the belief, when they receive a new belief, it's gonna come from them seeing the belief that you've instilled within yourself. And they're only gonna believe from living vicariously through you and being like, oh, your ambition did get you to that aspiration that you were intending to do all along, and it didn't. You didn't have to do it my particular way of how I was telling you, but you found your own way to get there. Same result. Same way how people can be arguing when they saying the same stuff. Same way somebody trying to protect you, they love you, but they saying stuff out of fear. And it's like, I know you trying to protect me, but I can't take the fear. I can't take the fear spells over me now. Just tell me good luck. Don't tell me break a leg. You know, don't tell me to get there safe and stay divinely protected. Don't tell me that they shooting out. I do feel like we're creating our own innovative ways to be able to be resourceful for ourselves. And now we're being this great conduit of energy to be a resource to anyone else from that ingenuity.
And I'm gonna expound on what I mentioned before as far as being able to balance it out as far as ambition and aspiration. So through this chapter of having aspiration, right, we talked a lot about crystallizing, right? And I'll elaborate. Crystallizing in the sense of turning these ambitions and aspirations into tangible things through action, right? Come through with the alliteration.
Okay.
The cook, hold on now, right? So you know, you accelerate in that manner, and when you peep that you utilize an ambition and aspiration to create the actions in your life, you begin to accelerate, right? And the part that I really want people to hone in on is that's when you truly begin to actualize your life, right? All right, I did it. Yeah. So when you actualize your life in that manner, it's like, this is the top of your sense of needs and survival, right? That's the horizon. That's the trough, which is the highest point of a wave frequency, right? This is the moment when you can decide if you want to go to the next level, because it's natural, the entropy of life and the centropy, which is the opposite of entropy, but entropy meaning that things that naturally just decline in this order of not seeing consistent projection, you're either growing or you're lowing, right? So when we begin to experience the entropy of actualization, that's when we fall back into that state of survival and stay in survival, right? We then accelerate. We get a little money. We go out. We meet somebody, and we feel that trough or that height of survival and that peak, and then you reactualize the decline and the descent of it. You constantly go through that, but when you actualize and actually achieve another one. It's important to recognize, like when you held space for me in the sense of giving me that word tangibility, because that's what this time that we are spending our lives is about, being tangible. Like, that's just where we are. We here to do that. Like, you know what I mean? And in time we won't be. We'll be on to the next thing. But this is a good time to express the spirit in the manner of knowing that it's true, that it's real, that it exists by achieving your goals, achieving those things. So we always got to ground ourselves and be making sure we water in the plants, or making sure that we create an ecosystem for clean air, and you know, distributing love and providing for others and being intentional with how we live our lives, because that's what aids in the effort of showing, like you said, achievements that prove that we were successful for waking up. Right? That's the evidence. It's the evidence. We need that evidence. You know what I mean? We here doing something tangible, man. So seeing that flower just start to truly grow, that's how you know. You feel me?
That's how you know you're sowing seeds of love.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm cooking. I put a barbecue out today.
No, for real.
Yeah, for real.
I hope y'all getting these gems, because listen, this is something that you just can't make up.
Grill on at 3 a.m. Like, what's he doing? Yeah, man, what he doing?
Cooking up that great energy. So definitely gotta leave y'all with some questions, because I know this definitely was a great experience to receive. You know, how have you found ways to integrate your spiritual aspirations into your everyday ambitions? You know, I'm going to say that one time for the people in the back. How have you found ways to integrate your spiritual aspirations into your everyday ambitions? And, yeah, I feel like that's a big question. You know, you might have to sit with that, John. You know, I got one more for you, though. What are some of the spiritual consequences of solely focusing on ambition and ignoring aspiration? So that's something that we definitely spoke about, you know, but maybe that might be something you might have a deeper reflection on. And we're going to catch you next time, Monday Rising, 10:30 a.m. on the
Gene Anthony Show.